like everywhere you go, like there's always a way you want to eat, you know, and you want to taste the local food. I always do that when I go to other Pacific Islands within the region, to always feel the local taste of food, eh? and how they prepare it. So the way we look at it, or the way I look at it, is instead of you coming in and just go to the table and eat it, you don't know how it was prepared, I want to get you involved in doing it and take ownership of what you do. So what the activity we do is called the Andes Umu Experience Tour. So the tour comes in two phases. One is the Umu itself, and the second phase is the walk to the Talava Arch. Just in that time, in between that time, they will enable the Umu to cook just in time when we come back and open the Umu, so you can taste your own food that you help prepare during the process of that activity of Umu preparation.
You should be nice and hungry after the walk as well.
That's the whole idea. After the Umu, we'll take you there, walk, and then we'll cruise around just around the village. And also, just a brief stop over where I have my canoe is. So they will see the canoe. That's our livelihood. Live on the sea and also the land. So we catch the fish and whatever we catch from the sea, and also from the land where we have our plantations.
So the food you prepare, it's fish?
Not only fish, but there's a lot of seafood. There's a lot of seafood. We also have local chickens. Not the free-range ones. We have our own poultry farm. My dad have our own poultry farm, so it's just within the village. So when we after the tour, I try to cool down the tourists, just around that circle and coming towards home. They will see the plantation, they will see the poultry farm. And that's where we're going to get that organic fresh chicken. And also, but we also have some meat. In terms of other food that we have, we have the Niuean signature dish, that's what we call it, because it only have it in Niue. It was prepared from raw taro and papaya. Then we have the coconut cream, fresh scrape and squeeze into that. Then we'll wrap it up and pick it in the Umu. That's one of the Niuean signature dish that we show the tourists how to prepare and at the first place, and how it looked like when it comes out of the Umu. I think what was the most enjoyable part for the guests that we have so far is that dish they prepare, other than the fish, the chicken, or other meat that we just cook in case when they come and taste the food, they just want, you know, the New Zealand meat. But how we see it after this result, that they really prefer to eat the fish from the sea, and also the fish chicken with that signature dish, other than the taro, the cassava, and everything that was baked in the thing.
So does it have a name then, the signature dish?
The signature dish is called the takihi. That's what it's called, takihi. So it's just basically the taro, there's a special taro in Niue that we use for that taki, and also popo. It had to be a right time, not the ripe one that we... Well, it's still right to use the ripe one, but there's a right mature popo that we can use also. We also introduced the tourist... That or our clients to the way how they prepare the leaves to use when we put them, you know, when we prepare the food. So we use the banana leaf. So rather than just cut the banana leaf and just put it there, and you put this taro, the papua, and you squeeze, we actually show them how to prepare it. Because if you're just going to use the banana leaf straight out of the banana, you will see holes and everything, so it doesn't hold the coconut cream inside. So we'll show them how to prepare that. We also show them how to scrape the coconut and husk the coconut. So we husk the coconut, scrape them. So we'll get them involved in all areas of the activity of them from the start to the end. But for the beginning, where you start the fire, that actually takes the time of them, because minimum or maximum time they will be available for the or to have for the tour will be 3 hours or 3.5 hours. So what we will do then is we prepare everything. I light up the umu. So by the time you guys come in, you know, the umu is nice. The fire is already out. Rather than it's very smoky, like as it starts. So no more smoky. It's all, you know. Then we'll bring the banana leaves and we'll show them how to prepare it for the preparation. We just can just cut it and, you know, just prepare like that.
So what's the cooking process with the umu then?
In terms of time?
Well, how's it work? Is it a big open fire?
We have a free pit, eh? But it's all underground. Yeah. And the reason why the free pit is, it doesn't mean that we're gonna use them all at once. We have free pits because if they're a small group, we use the round pit. The medium group will use just a small box group. Then on the large group, we will use the long pit. So, but the cooking time for the umu will be 2.5 hours. They will, for sure, will be all cooked. So at 2.5 hours means that that's the time that we're gonna be away after the umu close, just in time for you guys. Oh, with that empty stomach, have that good taste in your stomach, and that will fill you. Maybe no dinner because of the new taro. Yeah.
So how often would Niueans eat that?
Eat the umu?
Yeah.
Okay, my household in particular, we do that twice a month. So for other families, they do it every week. Not every week, yeah. Four times a month, basically. Because the umu for us Niueans is, and maybe other Pacific Islands, but for us, my experience is the umu for us is the easiest way of cooking food. So if I cook the taro today, I can use it today and tomorrow. And if right storage for the taro, you can use it on the third day also. It doesn't mold. And the reason also is because our ancestors, before, they cooked fish in the umu because we don't have the refrigerator to store our food in. So that's the best way of cooking food and for it to last. But the reason why we're using the leaves, because of the taste that gives you, and it's going to be a big difference that using the materials that we have in these days from the shop. Although it's convenient, you just go and give the money and get straight away, but the only thing is it's always the taste, and also that taste is also from the smoky flavour of the umu rather than our oven in the house.
Do you have one for special occasions then as well? Would it be the sort of meal you'd have if it was a birthday or Christmas?
Basically, that's one of the special, and not only birthdays, but all special occasions, even welcoming visitors also, our local Niueans. It had to be have a umu fired up, especially for them when they come in. So they come in with their food from New Zealand. We have our own food ready for them, so they will attack the umu food, will attack the food off those white bins that you see coming off the plane, like KFC and McDonald's and things like that. So they will attack the taros, the takihi, the fish, fruit pets or pigeons. So those are the kind of things that will be picked ready for them, and the local chickens. So they will have their share waiting them coming in. So the umu is not only for special feasts around here, but also for returning niueans also, and also special guests. Because niueans tend to be very talented with hosting people coming, because they don't really, like myself, like preparing those type of new food for those people coming. We are proud of making our local food to welcome people to Niue. And the thing also is the difference between, and maybe the Niueans will be similar to European. We don't look at the food and eat it. Our nose eat first before our eyes. So that's one of the big differences, and that's what one of our leaders also tell people when they come into Niue, you know, when we prepare food. So yeah, that's how unique it is.
So do people have that food at the airport, or do you wait till they come back to your house?
The food will be at the house, because the relatives gonna come. Unless there is a group that come and stay in a hotel, then the relatives will take the food to that place, waiting, and give to them. And they will. But sometimes, like a returning Niueans, they don't like taking food with them when they come back. But still, our local people are very proud, and you know, preparing the food and get it ready for the relatives when they come back.
Do you go out and catch your own fish?
Yes. Whenever I have a chance to go out, morning, night, any time of the day, and also availability, you know, I will take any chance of going out fishing. I love fishing.
Do you use your canoe?
Yes. I use a canoe. I own, let's say, what, three canoes now. I have one dismantled to refurbish. One is now still used, but I don't prefer using it now. I want to take it also to refurbish. But I have a one brand new one, and that is a big one. I actually made it by myself from a Niuean canoe, a Niuean tree. So, but these days, we also, because the tools we're using to build a canoe, we're using the modern tools now, because of the time, because we want to speed work, so just like everything else. So we are trying to utilize technology at its best for other parts of the canoe. We also try to move away from other parts of the canoe. So the whole part of the canoe will be all local, but the top part, that will be like aluminium. So we don't have to replace it all the time. The only thing we'll be replacing is just the nylons, just to tie it, you know, renew it, because of the heat when we just leave it at the landings we have. Yeah.
What sort of wood did you make it out of?
It's similar to mahogany. It's quite a nice red wood. We can go there later on and you guys see it and see how or what you guys think. But that's the wood. There's different types of wood, but that's the well-recommended one and mostly used, that I use. But the common one for the top part of the canoe is the lily tree, which is this one, but it's the other variety, which is the bigger one at the bush. Then there's the other one, the outside one that balanced the canoe with the foam. Yes.
And what sort of fish do you catch normally?
I caught pelagic, wahoo, tuna. Those are the only two. And also mahi mahi. And tok tooth. Those are the fish that I caught, the big ones. Other than barracudas, big ones and small ones. Also bottom fish, and also small redfish. I will have some pictures for you guys.
It's been hard catching fish over the past couple of days, hasn't it? A lot of people haven't got fish available to buy. Is that because of the weather or the sea conditions?
It's pretty hard to tell, but it is quite hard now to catch a fish. I haven't landed any big one on the new canoe, but there's some strike, but you know it's not successful enough to land a big one yet on the new canoe. Other than that, for the other canoe I had before, we'll be catching quite a few tunas, and we don't have to go that far out to the ocean to catch it. Maybe just go from here to that road over there. Basically, you can catch a yellowfin tuna out there.
Mm. Now, you live in a village. How is village life structured? Is there an elder who is the most senior person in the village?
Yes, because I was born and bred over here. We come down from a simple man. So there's one person that represents the village in the assembly. Then we'll come down to the village councils, usually five of them. Then from the village councils to everyone. They will have meetings. Both of them, they have a term, right? So if the village is not happy with what you do for your term of 3 years, then you will be sorry for yourself in the next 3 years. it's not an easy job though. It also requires a lot of time. So become a member to represent in parliament for your will should be not easy, I must say. That's if you're really committed to and what vision to have for your village, because not only the government will develop your village, but you know you have to have a vision for your own village, how you're gonna develop it, how you're gonna see your village in few years or years ahead of the tourism development. For the village councils, same thing, they will require to, because they have the responsibility not only for the people, also to clean the roadsides of the village and everything, and whoever needs help in the village. So it's a lot of work, other than because that's the only, not the only work you do. You know, it's part of the, like they usually say, it's an extra hat. So it's not that easy, because it's all about time, mate. Just like me, if I am a full-time public servant, then I have to allocate time for that part of the job as a village council.
Has it become easier now? Public servants have Fridays off work, because that's meant to be a day to do community things, isn't it? Is it easier doing community jobs now? You don't have to go into work for 5 days.
It can be both, because the more time available to you, the more things you want to do. So that's another way of looking at it. But I must say that, yes, once you add on another 7.5 hours, you know, to yourself and do whatever you want to, I say that's a lot of time, and that will really help with those type of roles. So there shouldn't be any excuses, eh? But like I said, the more time available to you, the more things you want to do. So instead of so it's up to a person to utilize that time to its potential, eh? Rather than just taking it easy and relaxing, but rather make it useful.
Well, the villages are really tidy, aren't they? Really clean, there's no litter. That's one thing you really notice compared to other Pacific islands. There's not rubbish on the beaches here.
Niueans are very critical, I must say that. And also villages itself. And the importance of, like, member of assembly and village councils taking the lead. But still, for us, it's not clean enough, because there are still people to us that still going with that mode of no, don't care for the environment. But we have a lot of awareness programs also, not to tell off people, just to remind people. They are not the only people that are staying there. You know, they are visitors to go, see it as a challenge, eh? To maintain that clean environment and status compared to other islands that we went to. So it's good to work together on that. We have villages also that are collecting rubbish itself, like from one village to the other village. Just any efforts to ensure that the environment is clean, just for the betterness of everyone, not only locals but also visitors. Yeah.
What do you do socially living in the village? I mean, what do you do of an evening and a weekend? Because in the Lofi there's obviously bars you can go to and there's restaurants. Are there bars in the village?
Yes, we have bars in the villages, but there are new people with different and depends on budget. But we have bars not only in town, but we have a bar also in this village and also in Mutalo. It's not that far, but it's all about time and budget of families. So for me, in the weekend, it's all about fishing I have in mind, mowing the lawn, going to the plantation. So by the time you come home, it's lucky if you have a weekend to yourself and your missus.
So what's your favourite part of Niue then?
I prefer my own village, especially that place where I select to take my tourists to after a close to home, which is Talava Arches, because majority of the people go to Talava just to see the arch, but they don't see other areas in that place which is called Talava. Talava is not just Talava itself or the arch itself. There's a swimming place in there where the other clients of mine tend to know that there's a swimming hole there, but that's not a swimming hole that we're referring to. There's another swimming hole that we're referring to just not far from the arches. That place we call it the very unique swimming place, and the reason being is because we are dark skinned people. When you go swimming there, I'll be white skinned like you guys. So that's the reason why I select that area to take that time off. When we go out for a walk, then we come back and open the Omu, because that's how special that place is, not only for the swimming place, the arch, but also a hiding place.
So there's something in the water then that makes your skin go lighter?
Yes. So that's why, even though it's far, I know you already walked there, even though it's far, but people, you know, very eager to go and have a swim in there because of the fact that they want a white skin. Until they come out of the water, the skin will be the same, eh? But when they're in the water, their skins will be like yours, white.
Are there any stories and legends about the arches?
We used to tell the tourists about the arches. It wasn't specially made, eh? Like parts in the big countries. Maybe like every part of the country have its very unique place. What really makes it very nice, look very nice, is when we have coconuts on top of it. But now because of the cyclones that we have, there's no. But you can look at, you know, it's not that big, eh, the arch, but it's very special. That's why it's very special. People, that's the only thing they know out of it. Yes.
It's the most famous landmark, isn't it? Mm. Have you got a website, Chamberlain, where people can look you up, where they can book your tours?
For now, we haven't. We haven't creating our website, and basically because we are still developing our structure, meaning that we have good structure in place, but we want, because one of the things, if I take you to the normal place where we make umu, I had to think like a white person like you, just go and see, you know, what the place to make your umu. So we want to prepare and enhance the structures in place. I know we have good structure in place, but I have to feel for that person and not have that thinking that these are visitors, not this, these are not locals. Other than the result that come out of the umu, I don't want people going back with the thinking, oh, the background is not very clean. So those are the things that we're trying to improve. We are health certified area. Local traditional food preparation, we don't need to have that, but for the comfort of our visitors, we want to show them, you know, we are the premises. We license. We have a premises certified, and also us, we do annual checks, so that will give our customers a peace of mind that you know, the place that they will prepare food and cook food is clean, it's safe, it's approved by health. We don't go do a shortcut, even though, like I see it, that traditional food preparation doesn't require, but the purpose why we're doing it is for the comfort of our visitors.